Hello? Happy New Year, sweetheart.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't know.
Yes, you are.
Say, I got some.
I said an absolute admiration, and oh, it's just, you know, everything is just right.
I'm cutting down the military bases and some of these archaic, old, out-fashioned things, and Khrushchev's cutting his down too. So we got a good.
That's the best of everything. And while I think of it,
I'm taking that money and putting it into poverty.
That's good.
Then I'm going to have a budget that's lower than they've ever had it.
That's wonderful. That's terrific.
It's what you emphasize. And I want you to do something for me.
Yeah.
I want you to go as my representative with Dr. Wright from Fisk University to Liberia for their 100th anniversary of the relations between the United States and Liberia. And I'd like to go myself. I told the vice president I'd try to come, but I can't do it. And it's this Saturday. Yes, this Saturday. What you shouting about? That's 4 days longer than you usually have.
Oh, Linda. Listen,
come on, chicken, now. Quit, don't chicken on me.
Yeah,
this will be good for you. I want you to get back in the public eye a little bit, and I want you to, we're going to have to run against Nixon.
Is that where Loeb is?
I don't know. He's one of them, but I don't believe so.
No, that's not the place he is, Liberia.
No. But Liberia, I believe, is the first African nation we recognize. And they're some of our best friends.
Yeah, I know.
And you won't have to be gone 3 or 4 days. And just get your little teddies ready.
Wait, I call Mel. Melvin! Come here, dear.
Don't tell... I thought you ran your own house. Don't tell me that you got to clear things with Sydney.
Of course I have to clear things with Sydney. Who do I write to? I got a note from Goldsmith. I have here Philip Noel Baker's book on the disarmament. You got it?
I've always been jealous of that man.
Well, and Wilson's got written the introduction. Now, if he gets to be prime minister, this will be their schedule.
Well.
And who do I send it to in your office?
I'd send it to Bill Moyer.
Bill Moyer?
Yeah.
Okay. It's what we know, except these are the steps, and Wilson says this man knows more about disarmament than anybody in the world.
All right. Well, I called you to sell you something, though.
Okay, wait a minute. I talked to Melvin. When would I
leave? Leave Saturday.
All right. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute, Bill. Bill, who's our ambassador to Liberia?
Brother, that used to be just as prominent.
How big a country?
Where is it located?
Linden?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, honey.
Yeah, now who do I talk to?
Ralph Dungan will call you and...
here at the hotel.
Yeah, and he'll get to work on your passport and get it ready and... you just go and be a good representative of the president and Dr. Wright of Fisk University.
Dr. Wright?
Yeah. He is the president of Fisk University. And one of the outstanding men in the whole United States.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Kennedy tried to appoint him Undersecretary HEW, and he wouldn't take it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be one of them, and you're going to be the other.
And that's Liberia.
Here at Bill Moore, you can tell you something about Liberia if you want to know. It's got 4 or 5 million people, and it's the first nation that we had diplomatic relations with in Africa. Dungan will get you some stuff on it, and you just go and see how they're doing, and I'll see you after you get back. We're going to have to run against Nixon, and I want to put... Did you see the Gallup poll on this morning?
No.
Well, it's 69 to 24.
Listen, Linda.
I'm just going to have you running against him because he treated you so unfairly.
Listen.
Yeah.
Listen. You know, I've set that time aside.
Yeah.
So, but Lyndon, one last thing. Don't overdo yourself.
Quit lecturing me now.
No, but don't.
But
you have to
You quit lecturing me, I'll put you back in the Army.
All right.
You don't...
Mel wants to say something. You know what Mel said to me the other night?
No.
Oh, I don't know, you hadn't been in more than 3 days. He turned suddenly and looked at me. You know, he never knew you the way I did.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, he just might be one of the really great ones. Wait a minute.
Hello, sir.
Hi, Melvin. How are you?
That is what I said. I said, you know, this man might just turn out to be one hell of a president.
Well, I'm so glad to hear you. I hope I'm a hell of as good a president as you are in your profession.
Well,
and we're mighty proud of you. And I just wanted Helen to get back in the limelight a little bit. I see they're pulling Nixon out, so I just wanted to run her a little bit. I wanted to go and represent the president Saturday for 3 or 4 days at Liberia 100th anniversary. And I was going and wanted to go myself when I was vice president, but this tragedy happened and I can't go, and I want to... somebody that's compassionate and understanding and to represent the president. So I think it's good for her. Lady Bird won't say...
but a wonderful new year to you, and keep it up, and I'll...
Thank you, Melvin. Lady Bird won't say a word to you, and then to Helen, too.
All right, just a minute.
Melvin?
Hello, dear. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, and one of the nicest things that could happen to us in the new year would be to get to see you and Helen.
You're so sweet. This is one of the nicest things that could happen to us, because we both have just sat here with our mouths open in admiration of both of you.
Don't worry. Hard times will come, and you all may have to take it all back, but I'll tell you, you never saw a man try harder. That much I'll say.
Here's Helen. She wants to say hello to you.
Hey, Bert.
Oh, Helen.
How wonderful.
So nice to hear you. And, honey, let me take...
You know what praises you get out here? And do you know that I've had out here, we're in California now, and that person after person has said, you know, those Republican friends of ours said the first Democratic president ever going to vote for was Clinton.
Well, I hope that didn't make you lose any
It's just wonderful.
Lynn, I want to say that I was out in California about October 21st or 2nd.
I know it.
Everywhere.
I was here when they arranged it and talked to the head people.
I ran into your friends right and left, and I liked them all so much.
Yes. Tell Lyndon that Evelyn is out here. Evelyn Shavour.
Evelyn Shavour.
Yeah, she's running the big law office for Wyman.
Running, I know the Wymans.
Yeah, sure you do.
And I like them.
I asked her to keep her ear to the ground, because California is a messy place. You know, it's worse than Texas.
What was it?
I asked her to keep her ear to the ground.
Well, tell her to report.
Anything that you would need to know.
I tell her to report to us every now and then. And
yeah.
Lyndon sent you the sassy message, which I guess I'm used to it, because I like for women to like him, and I like for him to like them. But anyhow, he said that he and Roz Wyman hit it off very well indeed, partly because of you.
Well, there's some complications there, but it's going very well.
Well, good.
Yeah, all right, dear.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, and somebody will call me from there today. I'll be home all day.
Okay.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.